Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. And we're actually out in Las Vegas at the HD Expo, which is in the Sands Exhibition Hall in Vegas. This is a show that happens every year. I think this is the 16th year. And we're fortunate this morning to have Liz Somerville with us, who has actually an interesting past and spent some time in Europe. But she is the group show director for this show. So how are you doing this morning, Liz?
I am doing excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Can you give us a little background on the HD show?
Well, you are correct that this is our 16th year. We have had the event here at the Sands every year, and it has continued to grow. I think when we started, we were about 3,000 square feet, and today we're up to 352,000 square feet. We have over 1,200 exhibitors, and we're about 11,000 on the attendee side.
So 11,000 is about what it tracked last year, and you don't really know this year, right?
We don't have final figures yet, but we've been tracking slightly ahead of last year with our pre-numbers and our numbers for the first 2 days. So we're anticipating a slight growth.
So I'm impressed, you know, this industry, or some of the folks in this industry, come to this same convention center for surfaces in January. And surfaces takes up both the upstairs and the downstairs hall. And that's actually, I mean, you're upstairs and downstairs at this facility also.
We are. We expanded into the lower hall last year for the first time, and we've had about a 15% increase over last year with our number of exhibitors and amount of square foot. So we're not quite as big as services, but we're pretty close.
All right, but you know, unlike services, you have a different mix of attendees. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who comes to the show?
Well, our biggest demographic is interior designers, and from there, it's really hotel and lodge owners, restaurateurs, and architects.
Okay, so mostly people on the design side and on the facility side. And by looking around, I mean, when you look at what's on display here, it's most anything you'd need to build a hotel. Isn't that an accurate summary of what you're doing here?
Not so much on the build design as more of the actual design elements. So from flooring, chandeliers, you know, lighting's one of our biggest areas, and then a lot of pictures and anything in a hospitality type environment that you could use on the design side.
All right, so interior furnishings for the lodging side of the business. So tell us, if somebody who's hasn't come to the show in the past and would think about attending next year, tell us a little bit about what this show offers them.
Well, we have a lot on our conference side is pretty strong. We did launch a new Green Day this year, which was a whole day of green conferences. We had Danny Seo come and speak with us and educate us on how to be more green. As an industry, we're seeing that as a trend that's increasing. So we are answering that. And as we have continuing education credits for architects, which is one of our popular ones, and also for interior designers, the products on the show floor, it's 3 full days of sourcing products. We also have some hospitality party. We have tonight our party by the pool. Yesterday we had our Platinum Circle Gala, which honors all of the winners of our competitions. And we also have our VIP parties, and they're very well attended. And that's great networking opportunities for attendees and exhibitors.
Okay. And another thing I noticed, too, is I think that one organization actually judges products and offers some awards, don't they? Is that the IIDA that does that?
IIDA does it, and we also have 3 of our top attendees and exhibitors that judge the best products on the floor. We just announced it in the show daily today, the winners of that.
Okay, so I know for a fact that on the IIDA awards, that I believe Crossville won an award for a ceramic tile product, their Howard Stern product, and I think that Shaw Industries and their Shaw Hospitality earned an award with that. So I tell you what, do you know when the HD Expo is next year? Is it always in mid-May?
Yes, we're keeping the same date pattern next year, so it will be the 14th through the 16th.
Okay, and so it starts usually on a Thursday and then runs through and it's over on Saturday, is that right?
That's correct, and that next year will actually be our last year for having a Thursday, Friday, Saturday event. In 2010, we'll move it to weekdays, so it will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And are you staying at the Sands?
Well, we're quite excited that the Sands is building a new convention center, and we're anticipating that in 2010 that will be complete. In that case, we would like to move to the new facility. But Vegas, as a location, I know the Wynn's building a fantastic facility that we're looking at. So we may possibly move in the future, but for now, we're happy at the Sands.
All right, well, let's talk about the market for a minute. We just, interestingly, as part of our annual report, got the statistics for the different sectors of the commercial market. And interestingly enough, the hospitality market, or the lodging sector of the hospitality market, if you look at 06 versus 07, in 06 it was a $14.7 billion market, and in 07 it was a $16.7 billion market. That's a growth of 13.9%. Do you think that this market is going to be able to sustain that kind of growth?
Everything that I'm seeing anticipates that that growth will continue. The reports that are out, some of our biggest, I believe it's Intercontinental Hotels, are still continuing to expand and grow. They're the biggest chain. So yes, we do. What we're hearing from the marketplace is that that growth will continue, and maybe not quite at that level, but there's no slowdown in redesigning of hotels and building of new facilities.
All right. Well, if someone is interested in taking a look at this show as something they might consider doing next year, there's a website I believe they can go to, isn't there?
There is, and it's hdexpo.com, hdexpo.com.
All right, Liz. We've been talking to Liz Somerville. She is the group show director for this show, in charge of actually, you know, the person who makes this show happen. And I'm Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.